Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, and it's a breakfast meeting, John.
It is a breakfast meeting. The National Obsession here on the Vanarama FM, provided to you by National League TV. I'm afraid we're having a few teething issues already here. We're using a new platform provided by National League TV.
If you can't hear it, it's your fault.
Exactly, it's all your fault. I'm sorry, the computer's gone absolutely haywire here. It's gone completely mad.
Goodness, that sounds like an absolute mess.
Well, that's how it goes.
Write to someone and complain.
That's how it goes to a Vanarama FM sometimes.
I like it when you get someone sitting in on the radio and they're not. It's not my show.
Yeah,
and they're sort of, yeah, just filling in on the radio. You know, just sitting in for someone. Just trying to take it easy, trying to sound relaxed.
It's not
my show. Vanarama FM, of course.
Here on the Vanarama FM, and the Buzzer Man's up at 10 o'clock. What have you got after 10 o'clock, Buzzer Man?
The Buzzer Man at 10 o'clock.
All the way after 10, it's... we'll be focusing mainly on the Vanarama National League.
It's the Vanarama National League, of course. Just a generic voice. Someone who sits in on any radio station. Yeah. It could
slightly,
be Jazz FM, it could be Virgin.
And when it comes to putting a song, there's a slight delay where they just... And then the...
Yeah, just...
And then Cliff Richard comes on.
We're talking about the National League a bit later on Vanarama FM. Just really the wrong...
The wrong rhythm. Yeah.
For the... I was on the last leg the other week, John. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
And I watched it back this week. Thought it was all right. And
is this when you were the Twitter, the X bird?
Thought it was all right. But if you go on the Channel 4 app now and try to watch something, I mean, it takes 5 years to watch anything because you have to watch all the adverts. But also, you get Ken Bruce going, "Yes, it's me, Ken Bruce, on Channel 4," and it's like so out of place.
I know. What are you doing here, Pat Benatar?
A TV station that prides itself on its mass diversity.
Diversity. Here's a 70-year-old Scottish man.
And new shows. And you sort of go, can you imagine the conversation that went on? Can we really like Popmaster to be on TV? Great. And who are you thinking of hosting it? Well, we were thinking, you know, we've got a few names in I host it.
I think fine, it'll be me.
We were thinking you're not quite our demographic. You know, we'd like to put it on the TV. You're not quite what we're trying to do with Channel
4.
Trying to do with Channel 4. Yeah. You know, we're trying to just, you know, broaden who's on television. I'll be hosting it.
Yes, I think you're fine. It'll be me. I found out I've listened to quite a bit of his show recently.
Okay.
I'm interested to hear if Ken sort of reinvented the wheel at all. It turns out he's still doing the same old stuff.
Same old thing.
The occasional song from the 60s as well. But I found a new, because remember I worked at Pat Benatar.
Oh yeah, it's the best one. Yeah.
There's another one that he played last week that is prime Ken Bruce, the Doobie Brothers.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's a really great
Pat
one.
Pat Benatar, Gimme the Night. Is that Benatar?
No, she's Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit me with
your best shot. The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Listen to the music.
I love that. Yeah. And radio presenters.
The Doobie Brothers.
I feel like we've said this before. They love any song that references the DJ on the radio.
Yeah. Or if it's.
If you want a hit record, right?
Anyone who's played on Heart.
Yeah, yeah. Just, the cool DJ in the jacket. Yeah.
It's Robbie Williams, rock DJ.
Just love anything that says
DJ. Draw the line, DJ hang the DJ by the Smiths.
Yeah, hang the DJ. Now, the one I like is, I am the thing, DJ, on WKODDDDDDD. Have you never heard that?
No, I don't know that.
Put WKO. I am a run DJ on WKODDDDDD.
How many D's?
Oh, it goes on like that. I think. Find it, John.
That does not exist.
It does. I am the morning DJ or the late night DJ.
WOLD.
That's it. Is that'll be it? Yeah.
Harry Chapin.
Yeah, let's hear it, Harry. Harry Chapin. Yeah, you'll like this, John. This will be right up your street.
I've never heard this song before. Harry Chapin. Chapin. What are we saying?
Here we go. Chapin. Isn't it Harry Chapin?
No, I've never heard of him.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. What was she in? Here you go. You'll like this, John. This isn't it.
I think it is.
This isn't it, John.
Hello,
oh, yes, it is, yeah. It's a bit sad about being a DJ as well. So it gives them some depth.
I mean, totally realistic.
Hello, honey, it's me. Of course. I am the...
The kids said when I knew it was their long-lost daddy, huh?
I am the commentator on National League TV.
Remember how we listened to the radio?
No?
Said it was the place to be.
Yeah. They love it because like, DJs love it because it like, gives them like, yeah, I'm like a cowboy.
It's like their Martin Luther King moment.
I'm like a cowboy. I could be anywhere, play my records anywhere. Have records, will travel. Waiting for the chorus. Here we go.
Here we go. National League TV. What's happened, Jim? Has he fallen off a cliff?
On National League TV. There we are. John, before we discuss the fixtures, let's just discuss the hilarious disaster that was trying to watch Torquay v Chippenham.
National League TV was fantastic. I think we both saw Torquay's first goal in like three stages.
It was one of the fun. Looking back on it, it was one of the funniest evenings. I was like, what
the fuck is going on?
I was in a bad mood anyway. And I was like, my wife was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it to yourself? And I was like, I've missed both goals.
I saw Jack stops going down the window and it's like, ay! And then there's one, I go, ay! And then the cross came in, oh!
I said, I said to you, it was like watching it on a flick book. It's like someone was doing drawings. And what a good impression of a flick book I can do.
Do it again. Not bad, actually.
Actually, do you know what that is an impression of?
What?
You know what that's a great impression of? Now I'm hearing it. You know those springs when you shut or open a door in a slightly older building? And on the floor is a door stop that you can go, no.
Yeah. You really are like...
What a niche impression.
The Police Academy, aren't
what
you?
An amazing impression. In what way would I ever be able to use that impression?
Michael Winslow, Police Academy.
I never talk. We always go, tin pot. And we always get in trouble going, oh, it's a bit tin pot. And people go, it's not tin pot. We are not tin pot. Why are you saying it, Tim Pop?
Then
absolutely everything that happens is Tim Pop.
The camera was out of focus for 60 to 70% of the game.
It was like soft porn for a while. Just like
you get more of like the pole in front of the camera than you would of the match.
But it's nothing to do with Torquay United. It's not them that do it.
It's like an automatic camera or something, I think.
It's you can't do it. Do you know why I can do it? Because that's trumpet.
I used to play the trumpet.
Yeah, but do you not do your double tongue?
Double tonguing.
Look, what you're doing your own time's up to you. Let's talk about football, John.
Right,
it's a football podcast.
What's coming up on
people aren't tuning in for doorstop impressions.
No, not really.
And your filthy habits.
Double tonguing. It's a musical phrase.
WOLDDD.
I'm in now.
It's the only thing I'll ever. The other one, sorry, let's go back a bit. The other one I like, which they do play now and again, which is nothing, it's not radio related, but it's a similar vibe.
Yeah.
Is ELO Latitude 88 North. Ever heard that?
No.
Latitude 88 North. It's once again like people. I think it's why they like. It's got the vibe of Richard Lyman. This is very Ken Bruce.
The Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah. D.F. Lynn.
It's a good one. Similar vibe, John, would you say?
Not bad, yeah.
W-O-L-D-D-D-D-D.
ELO is so Ken Bruce, it hurts.
ELO.
ELO. Three good songs.
What are the three good songs? This one.
Yeah.
Mr. Blue Skies.
I mean, Mr. Blue Sky is a banger, isn't it? It's a bit obvious, but it's a banger. What's the other one I'm thinking of?
Here it comes. Oh, I hate a double verse. Do you, John?
Yeah, it's really annoying, isn't it?
Just don't do a double verse. Just not early in the song. You can do a double verse.
Oh, Evil Woman. That's what I'm thinking of.
Evil Woman. Devil Woman. No, that's Cliff Richard. Come on. Here it comes. I mean, what? I don't know why people listen to this podcast, but they do.
That is some reason they do.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
5, 6, 7, and. Latitude 88 North. It's as cold as hell. 35 below and falling. How I wish that she was calling me. Hello there. Electric Light Orchestra on Vanarama FM. Right, that led us nowhere, that song. Just the song I like.
Just the song you like. Here we go. Let's work out what's on the podcast.
Yes, please, John. Done lots of it.
We haven't done any of it, actually.
Well,
it's a two-game extravaganza, isn't it? Saturday and Tuesday.
Like, that's why we're recording on a Thursday. We knew there were scores.
Single blooming game, but we'll give you the best bits.
Can't expect us to be comprehensive.
Look, you all know what happened anyway. You all support national teams, I presume. You know what happened, so you don't need us.
Absolutely not. I'm just plugging myself
thanks
in.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, cheers. So we will go back over Saturday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think after...
Mainly Tuesday.
We've accepted some more ad money. We had, obviously, McGavin Cruises last week.
Yes.
We're advertising on the podcast. We've got another advert coming this week.
Yeah. We hear from one of Talk United's players, and we got a little snippet in the dressing room, haven't we, of after the game on Tuesday night, so that's exciting after the Torquay match.
I think a new agony aunt section.
Yes,
is,
new agony aunt. If you,
we're starting which, that.
We've got a couple of letters already in, but obviously from now on you can write in to us if you've got any problems you need solving by our by Nigel, our agony uncle, our aunt, which
aunt.
I don't know how he wants to represent
himself.
It's
2023.
It's 2020. It's 2006 after all.
And letters from a listener.
Yeah, there are letters from a listener, John. Should we talk about the football? Do you want to do Saturday or Tuesday? Which
Should
one do you want to
Tuesday?
Do?
Tuesday. I mean, Saturday seems like a long time ago now, doesn't
come
it?
Come on. Well, Saturday's results, John. Let's have a look at them.
In which division?
In the National League South,
National League
John.
South?
That's the one we are mainly covering, just at random.
We're going to do them all. I mean, there's a lot of games, aren't there? Let's just do it. Let's do all the games in the National League. So, Avely 4, Taunton Town 1.
Avely went top of the league on Monday night. On Monday night, they went top of the league.
Incredible.
How are they doing that? That's that damn plastic bitch cheats.
Yeah. Bath 3, Maidstone 0.
Loads of goals.
Lots of goals. Braintree 3, Truro 2. Truro sort of beat someone else like 5-0 the week before, didn't they? It's just all over the shop. Chelmsford 1, Hampton and Richmond 1. Farnborough 1, Eastbourne 1. Haven't and Waterlooville 2, Chippenham 4. Haven't have made a terrible start.
Yeah, really bad start. That's going to lost again. Yeah, because they lost again.
Still haven't got a win.
Hey, come on, John. Chippenham Town. Imagine, I mean, they'll beat everyone. They sound like absolute world beaters.
I thought they were horrible.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Slough 1, Dover 2.
Oh, Dover.
Dover have actually made a decent start.
Maybe our one all with them isn't looking so bad now.
2-all.
2-all?
Yeah.
I mean, being 2-0 up and drew them 2-all. I am paying attention, I promise.
You are. Slough have made a pretty bad start.
Tonbridge Angels instead,
0, Western Supermare 1. Talking 0, Worthing 3, that's fine. Just gloss over that.
Am I right saying Western Supermare are like smashing everyone? Are they top of the league?
They're second, yeah. Just behind Worthing, who've made an unbelievable start. Oh, Worthing, the best. I saw my mate, the Slough manager, say they're the best. They'll win the league this year. Yeah.
Joe Felix, of course. Whatever. Talking of Worthing 3. I didn't watch it, John. Did you watch it?
No.
We were apparently abjectly awful.
Yes.
Like, no passes going anywhere, nothing sticking, no ideas up front, just looked unfit, and the system was all wrong. I think we tried to play 3-5-2, which I don't think we've got the players for.
No.
And have we?
Not with no pace in the middle. McGavin Cruises was pretty poor.
Well, I know, John, you are...
I'm Team Brett.
Are Team Brett, I know, but I am absolutely right about that.
To the idea.
He should have been dropped a year ago.
I think he may have been disappeared. Might never see him again.
He'll be at Dorchester before you know it.
See, Worthing had Ricky... It was like a former goals 11. Ricky, do you remember Ricky Aguiar?
We had him from Swindon, didn't we? Yeah,
he was there. They had someone else as well, Joe Felix, and someone else. Oh, they're a centre-half, Aaron Racine.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He was a little while ago, and he looked quite good, and then he got a horrendous injury.
Oh, they might be quite good then. Worthing might be
goals.
One to watch.
Welling 0, Hemel Hempstead 1.
One to watch.
Weymouth 1, Dartford 0, and Yeovil 2, St Albans 1.
Yeah, they're annoying. Yeovil, didn't they score in the last minute or something?
Yeah.
I will say, it's early, John. It's very early.
Can't tell
anything
yet.
As we know, it doesn't matter till the clocks go back. But also, they're all part-time, so they're all high on life at the moment. No, they'd have to do their normal humdrum jobs.
No.
They're normally doing boring old humdrum jobs. And so the football is like, yeah, they're full of adrenaline. 5 games, you can live off that for 5 games. After that, the pros kick in. The grown-ups turn up. Your dad's here.
Is that the same as the clocks going back? This is another
rule. It is. Your dad's here. And your dad will be here in about October. Late September, October. Because the part-time is suddenly going, oh, my legs hurt. I can't cope with this. And my shit boring day job. Fucking loser. But sorry. Just having a go at the part-timers. Christ. I like having a go at the part-timers.
Monday, Aveley went top.
Part-time football makes them sound like they work in a news agency. Just for a bit of pin money on the weekend.
Part-time Lover by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's a good idea, John.
Really?
Part-time.
Over this section.
He's a part-time footballer.
Yeah. Glover.
John, that's really good.
Sort of works, doesn't it?
John, that's really good.
Frank
part-time
Newman,
Glover.
Part-time but Glover.
If only they were part-time.
If then
they're
full-time. If he leave the Glovers and someone leaves.
Well, Frank Newman, not scored yet, notice. Nooble, that's what we need to do. Nooble watch. Nooble watch.
Has Frank Nooble scored yet?
Has he scored yet?
I don't actually know. Has he?
No. Has he scored yet? No.
There you go. Has Frank Nooble scored yet? No, he hasn't. Monday night, Aveley 2, Eastbourne 0. So that's when Aveley briefly went top.
Why were they playing Monday night?
No one can answer that. It just happened, didn't it? No one knew why it was on. It was a game on Wednesday as well. Who knows why? This was Tuesday night. Bath 2, Western Supermare 6. It was just all over the place.
Part-time.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Part-time, John. They're all excited. They can't believe they'd have to do their dog shit day job. They're like, yay! Woohoo! I'm playing football! Instead, they're like 6-year-olds. They're like 6-year-olds. We're allowed a fruit shoot. Part-time footballers are absolute losers.
Braintree 1, Maidstone 2.
Losers. Not good enough to be full-time.
I can't see how this is going to come back to bite you whatsoever.
Absolute utter losers.
Braintree 1, Maidstone 2, Dartford 1, Hampton, Richmond 1, Farnborough 2, Hemel 1. So Farnborough, I just think, is still, as predicted, made
you
a
said
decent start.
You thought they made a good start.
Slough 1, Worthing 4, so Worthing just destroying everyone at the moment. Slough having a really tough start. Tonbridge Angels 1, Dover 0. Torquay 2, Chippenham 1.
Yes, get in.
Didn't see either of our goals.
Didn't see either
of the
goals.
Couldn't tell you what happened. Just
I've seen the repeats of the goals and the highlights of the goals.
Oh,
flickbook.
It was utterly ridiculous.
I thought the goals were very good. Actually,
well, Ross Marshall's turned into sort of Franz Beckenbauer.
The boy Beckenbauer.
Franz.
He's I liked him. I thought we looked good. I thought we looked. Unfortunately, better, a bit more pace once Ace Hall went off.
He's obviously better once he went off.
Obviously not fit. Dylan Crowe, John, believe me on this.
What?
Going to come good. Believe me. He's got it. He's got it.
I thought Chippenham were god-awful, to be honest. Came there for a point.
Do you know why it is, John?
Tried to shit house their way to a point.
Part-time.
Gave away 11 minutes of added on time. Unlucky.
Part-time shit. But also, it's because they stole my seagull. mask when I went to Chippenham. So the karma of that.
That's for the good of society. I found that really creepy.
I'm going to get really another one. I liked it.
You were going to do a bank job.
I liked it. I think it'd be good if we all had them. Just on the... On the...
Like you're about to go and you like rob the joint.
Imagine if at away games, everyone had one on. Like, it's when really we scored, creepy. It'd be amazing.
I didn't like it. Welling 1, Chelmsford 2, Weymouth 1, Taunton 1, and Yeovil 2, Truro 1.
Get on.
Get on.
Yeah, that was late goals, wasn't it, from Yeovil? Annoying. Yes. Has Frank Nublé, he's Nublé, isn't he?
Nublé.
I'm saying Nublé. Has Frank Nublé scored yet? No.
Not going to go through every result in the National League, but Chesterfield are top after three games.
Three games, three wins.
Barnet, Solihull, Moors, Southend, Hartlepool, Edgefleet and Halifax make up the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, York, Dagenham, Redbridge, Bromley and Oxford City. None from three so far. Straight back down.
No points. York got no points. Have they got 1 point or no points?
One point.
And
I met Mark White in the week. Dorking owner.
How was that, John?
Chairman.
Tell me about
Lovely man. Yeah, nice bloke. Not what you'd expect.
Just a nice guy.
Yeah.
I know
chilled.
You're a Dorking fan. Must have been big day. Must have been a big day for you.
He was in here. Yeah. He just had a hair transplant.
A big thrill, had he?
Yeah.
What did he had it transplanted for? Dead. Something else. Just had something
a
else.
A liver.
Put on. A liver.
He wasn't wearing the hat.
That's his thing,
weird,
though.
Yeah.
That's a shame for us because we used to like
painful.
That under the hat was another hat.
It wasn't. It was just scars mainly.
And it beat us. Beat us. Absolutely took us apart.
4 points
year.
Last season. Yeah.
Annoying. Probably sent us down. Those two. Well, not really.
Well, no.
Lots of other things sent us down. That's good, John. Have you read out the National League South league table?
No, it's all pointless at this stage, isn't it?
Where are we?
Worthing atop.
16th.
We're somewhere in the middle.
That's all right, yeah. Worthing atop. They'll fall apart. And the big boys will turn up in about October, November. The grown-ups.
Exactly.
They will, John. They will. Right. Have you said anything about the National League North?
No.
Why not? Scunthorpe are doing well, aren't they? Although Scunthorpe drew with Peterborough
Sports.
I
think we've got a letter about the National League North bringing us up to date.
Okay, lovely.
So,
okay, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
Coffinswell Eyes. Having problems with your eyes? Then why not visit Coffinswell Eyes? Using various sorts of eyes to replace your eyes. Human eyes. Mainly pig's eyes. Coffinswell Eyes. Here's founder of Coffinswell Eyes, Dr. Clive Kings-Kurzweil.
I've tried it on two of my mates, and their eyes are working perfectly so far.
Coffinswell Eyes. Human eyes. Pig's eyes. Mainly pig's eyes. Sight for a week, guaranteed. Sight not tested beyond the week. Not an actual doctor.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, we're very pleased to start a new section on this week's podcast, the National Obsession Agony Aunt / Uncle. Here's 2023. And with us in the studio is Nigel from National League TV, our new Agony Aunt / Uncle. Nigel, welcome.
Hello, John.
I'll read it. Our listeners have been sending in letters for
any
us.
Any readers?
And no readers.
No readers.
Our listeners have been sending in letters for us. You to answer their problems in life in general.
I can answer any problem at all. Any yeah. problem at all.
Well, maybe.
You just send me in your problems. Because, of course, at National League Tea, we never have any problems.
No.
So that's why we now set up the Agony service. So if you do have a problem, we can solve it almost instantly.
So maybe we'll start with this one from a listener who wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
It says, Dear Nigel,
okay.
I'm currently in prison for armed robbery.
Oh, right, yes.
It's a case of mistaken identity and the actual robber has told the police this.
All right.
I've still not been released as they can't be bothered with the whole rigmarole. Can you help?
I can help, yes. This is actually your fault. This is your fault. You should be in prison and you should stay in prison. This is your fault. Nothing to do with us or the other armed robber. This is your end completely. Absolutely your fault. You shouldn't look like that other armed robber. You shouldn't look like him. That's absolutely your fault. So I'm afraid I will be writing to the magistrate service and telling them to keep you in jail. There we are. Problem solved.
User error.
Thanks,
Sam.
Don't get in touch. There's no email to get in touch about any sort of feedback or if you want to get in touch to carry on your complaint or your problem. That's it. I have dealt with it.
Okay. Well, there you get some pretty straightforward
your fault completely. Okay.
Nigel. Your fault completely, he says. User error. And that's the end of it.
If people do want to write in, though, they can, John. On what's the email address?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, they can write in there. They can write
okay,
in there.
Yes, any more
and if it doesn't get read
issues?
Out, that's not our problem. That's
no, again, that's probably your end.
End. That yeah, will be your
probably an
end.
Issue somewhere your end.
Okay, thank you.
The National Obsession.
We're listening to the National Obsession. Now we had our microphones in the dressing room, didn't we, John?
Mm-hmm.
After the game on Tuesday night,
yeah.
Where of course Ross Marshall scored, having had his eyes tested and done recently, and we had him in there. We wondered if it was coaching, what happened. But we had our microphones in there, John. So I think we can hear from that now, can't we?
Yeah, well done, Ross. Great goal. Must be those new eyes.
Oink oink.
Good one. Get your boots off and I'll see you in the bar.
Not just the eyes, Gaffer.
No, Ross, not the trotters too.
Oink, oink, Gaffer!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Loads.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No way.
7.
No way.
Let's see if we can get
wow,
through them.
Okay, go for it, John.
We're running late, but sounding great. Tom Kelly.
Wow.
Kicks, that's a new one, isn't
on
it?
The ice, Tom.
Tom Kelly says, on the ice, been a long time overdue sending a letter. Happy start to the new season.
Yes.
Firstly, can you send a shout out to my mum and fellow FOF, Jane Kelly?
Of course, Jane Kelly.
She's just had an operation on her shoulder after multiple cancellations and having a well-deserved rest and is on the road to recovery.
Jane, on the ice to you.
Podcast every week and sends her best wishes. On the ice, Jane.
On the ice, Jane, and I'm assuming that means you're not available to play in goal on Saturday.
Available if required. I think I'd rather
bad
have Jane
shoulder.
Than Reese Lovett.
Oh, John, I like Reese Lovett.
I don't.
Oh.
All the best to you, Jane. Hope the recovery's going well.
Yes, all the best. And to you, Tom, on the ice.
Tom says, as for me, how on earth could I resist the temptation of a trip to Dover the other week? What a god-awful place. You only need to park up before realising the best thing to do there is leave and never return. Loved it to be joined by the Yellow Army, who took over a local pub near the ground with a backdrop of GB News on the TV.
The cricketers,
the
lovely.
The pub landlord's cat, Ted, was there as well. He says,
yeah, I like the cat there in there. It's nice, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that they had GB News on, does it?
Well, people,
it's Dover after
people
all.
Can do what they want.
Yeah, to an extent. as for the game, well, typical Torquay United. I say, says Tom, it feels so wrong to be considered favourites for any division, even in this tin pot one.
Yeah, it is
true
tin pot.
TUFC style, we shit the bed and almost grasped defeat from the jaws of victory.
That's exactly what we did.
On a more serious note, he says he took his pride flag
I
along
know.
With him,
I've
Tom,
read
and,
about
and
this,
it ended
yes.
up in the bin mm-hmm. at the end of the first half, one of the locals being very Dovery. And he says, all I can say is that it survived its Dover experience, has been cleaned up good as new. Good,
yeah.
Tom.
Should wear that like
good.
A badge of pride now.
Honestly, what wackers.
Tom, if that, as I said to you online, if that ever, if we ever go to Dover ever again, I am going to buy three more flags and take them. And I'm going to, we'll go, it'll be like Dover Pride.
Yeah.
Just everyone will turn up in rainbow colours.
I like there's a Dover fan on Twitter trying to justify it saying, because politics and football shouldn't mix. It's just a flag, mate.
Look, you're not going to be able to get through to everybody, but all you can do is keep on keeping on. Tom.
Anyway, Tom says, I make this promise now to you and your listeners. I intend on never visiting that shithole ever again. Oh. Well, good, Tom. That is a horrible place.
What if you have to go to Calais? What if you have to, you know... Geez. Actually, Tom gets free flights. He's a flight
exactly.
attendant.
Yeah,
thanks, go. Tom. On the ice,
thank you. Thank you, Tom. On the ice. All the best. Gary Head. Gaz Head. The old Gaz Head.
On the ice, Gaz.
It's happy new season. Met the National League South almost bearable. I'm writing after just listening to the latest podcast and wanted to point something out. Week one, Charlie runs through each and every one of our first 10 games, suggesting we win every single game.
Every single game,
before finally conceding a draw somewhere. So maximum 28 points from first 10 games.
Yeah.
Talky draw, 2-2 at Dover. Week two, Charlie Baker tells listeners the results don't matter until the clocks
they
go
don't,
back.
They don't. They don't. They don't.
Yeah, true. Very good point.
Well, I'm expected to make some.
I mean, that was a ludicrous
well,
prediction.
I'm very positive, John. Very positive person. We can still get 25 points, I think.
What do you say, the first month?
If we win Saturday, then we will not lose for ages.
Okay. Tom Greatrex.
On the ice, Tom.
Says, welcome back. Listening to the latest edition of the podcast, and partway through, I wondered whether you were channeling Pete and Doug, or perhaps were podding under the influence, until I realised I'd accidentally clicked on 0.75 speed playback on my phone. I should never have doubted your professionalism.
I've only ever done one drunk episode of this is at Christmas in the early days.
Yeah, maybe we should
good
do,
fun.
We should
yeah,
do that.
The drunk
again.
Episode's good fun.
Drunk
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, good fun.
Clive
Thanks,
Hayward,
Tom.
Sir Clive Hayward.
Ah, Sir Clive.
Says, hello. I love cricket, and because I never had any talent for the game, and in any event, now too old, fat, and short-sighted to make a contribution as a player, I now
Don't
umpire
stop me.
On a Saturday.
Short-sighted, you say?
Nice to have a short-sighted umpire.
Can I interest you in Coffin's Well Eyes, Clive?
Dr. Clive Frankenstein, whatever his name was.
King's Kurzweil.
King's Kurzweil. He can help you out there, Clive. Anyway, it says at 5 p.m. yesterday, this was on Saturday, I was on the field at Ken. Not Kenford. It's a nice enough ground on the far outskirts of Exeter, but one or two things weren't going brilliantly. The club I umpire for needed to win this game, but against the only team below them in the league table, they had conceded nearly 300 and were struggling to mount a chase. It started to rain quite heavily and they were unhappy that I hadn't agreed to take the players off.
Oh.
Our over rate before tea had been, as usual, abysmal, so tea was cut short. When I say tea, that's nowadays a sandwich or whatever food you bring yourself, because since COVID, most clubs don't bother.
Yeah, and also,
a
it's a massive ball ache,
it is a ball ache
to have to do the tea.
It is also a shame when it's just going to multi-pack.
What if you're gluten intolerant, John?
Additionally, Clive says, I really should have had a pee before taking the field for the second inning,
Clive.
So I was a little uncomfortable by this point. It's always best to try and find some positives, though, in a bad situation, and eventually it hit me like a freight train. At least you're not playing more. Because obviously that was the day we lost 3-0 to Worthing.
Yes, of course. Three for naught.
Yeah.
I would suggest taking some tips from long-distance lorry drivers if you need a wee, Clive, while you're umpiring. They might have a little bottle trick you can use or something in your pocket, a sponge, a tenner man. Maybe a tenner man. Just wet yourself.
Umpiring commode.
Just while you're umpiring, just stand there and wet yourself in your tenner man. Be allowed, isn't it? Is that allowed? I don't know. Got that long jacket on.
As
we'll cover
most
it up.
Umpires are about 87.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be the
I
first.
I like umpiring.
Wouldn't be the first to wet yourself.
It's a lot of pressure in it.
Oh, I hate it.
Ooh,
I'd simultaneously
pressure.
Go power mad and really enjoy it and also hate every second of it.
I can't wait to get
someone out. I nearly sparked a massive incident last time I did it.
Don't do
giving
it.
One of my team out.
Thank you, Clive. On the ice to you.
On the ice, Clive. Just a couple more to get through. John Greenwood says, on the ice, fellas, with your focus being firmly on National League South this season and a casual interest in the National League, I'm offering my services to bring you news and updates on the National League North to add balance.
Lovely. Thank you, John.
Early days, here's what's happening so far. Scunthorpe have assembled a League 2 team and will either have won the league by Christmas or gone completely bust.
Oh, yeah.
Kers and Ashton could be the dark horses who have Love Island's Jamie Allen in their squad.
Oh, very nice.
He was at Halifax, I think, when he went on Love
then
Island.
Dropped
and then
down,
he dropped
yeah. They all drop down.
And how the chuff of Banbury in the National League North played two lost twos so far.
We'll get Matt Bragg, get my friend Matt Bragg on.
He's a Banbury fan. Not a Brackley fan. Accidentally.
Matt Bragg's a very funny man. He's in Edinburgh at the moment. Otherwise, we'd have had him on by now. But he's a very funny man and a massive Banbury fan.
Right.
They're called the Puritans, I think.
Oh.
Banbury.
No fun there.
Good advice. Good knowledge, see? What am I even doing on TalkSport? The Puritans. And he's very funny. And we'll get him on. We'll have a little National League North special with him. But, John, you are our National League correspondent for this season. Thank you.
Right. There you go, John. We should get him on next week. Gladys Gladman says, can you, Charlie, stop raising our expectations so early in the season? We're already 5 points behind in your first 10-game predictions.
Yeah.
And he said, no, the clocks don't go back for another 10 weeks. And I'm a pretty optimistic chap. However, I'd like to travel to games in the north of England next season, so they need to start winning a lot more than a game in three. On a brighter note, I've been given permission and booked a return to Torbay for a few days with the intention of attending the Welling game on the 21st of October. Hopefully things will be a bit better by then.
Yeah, Gladys. Definitely.
Good on you, Gladys.
Go on then, John, with your last letters.
One final letter. Okay. I have my suspicions as to whether this is a real person or not.
Okay.
It's from Hempstead Hemp.
Okay.
How about this? Okay. Hi, John and Charlie. Hope you're both well. I've been recommended to listen to the pod as a Hemel Hempstead fan by, surprise, a Torquay fan. Looking forward to hearing some more varied broadcasting about the other teams. As such, here's some Hemel info.
Okay, great. Focus on Hemel Hempstead.
Although most places with the word hemp in the name are associated with hemp seed abundance, Hemel Hempstead is actually named after someone called Hemp.
Lauren Hemp.
As you can guess by my email address, which I'm not going to give out, I own a small business producing hemp-based products in Hemel Hempstead. Do you really?
This has got the whiff of your brother all over it, John.
He says, all the best and up the Tudors, who are older than Torquay United, to Tobias Marsh Richardson.
This is someone who has...
Hemel Hempstead hemp products.
This is... this is someone who's Googled Hemel Hempstead, and gone... Hemp products. Look, what's his name? Tobias Marsh. Tobias, if you are Richardson. Real, we do apologise. But John's brother now and again sends in.
No mention of hemp. Arts hemp? Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to do a bit more
digging. We'll believe you for now. Hemel Hempstead. I'm looking forward to that.
I've been there, but we played them in the FA Trophy or something like
that.
Didn't we?
Quite a good service station.
Okay. There you go.
Quite good. Is that all the letters, John?
That's it.
What a lovely bunch of letters. Thank you so much. If you do want to become a FOF, you need to send us three letters.
Yes.
Three letters.
Yeah.
On what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can find us at NatObsPod on Twitter. And that's about it.
That's about it. Follow us on Instagram if you want.
Do book tickets to see me on my current UK tour. Mm. Not current, autumn, winter UK tour. 24-hour pasty. A lot of you have been to see it. So thank you very much. That's really nice of you. But maybe you want to come again. Maybe you want to come and see it for a first time.
Yes.
Yeah. Not very expensive. And it's a good laugh.
You'll
have a good time.
It's a good night out.
Go again. Lots of places selling nicely. Some... not, John.
Can we help? You might know someone who lives in...
Crewe, for instance.
Crewe. We have a FOF who lived in Crewe. Liam something. Connolly?
Maybe he's one of the five people who's...
Come on, Liam. It's him. Rodney Jack.
Dario Grady. Not sure I want him to come. Anyway, on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.